Hi, this is Captain Jean-Luc Picard. No, sorry, this is Gates McFadden, who played Dr. Crusher from Star Trek TNG. And you, my friends, my good dear friends, are rocking out and listening to Too Much Scrolling. I'll see you in the future.
Welcome to Too Much Scrolling for July 19th, 2022. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Essenflow.
We're just a couple of guys sitting around talking about things that are important to us. Hopefully they're important to you. If you need more information, there's so many great ways to find more information. Chip, I got to tell you, I am still coming off of the high of Fan Expo Chicago last weekend. That was so much fun.
It is always fun to go and kind of meet people and to talk about their passions and see panels, Steve.
And all those artists who come out hawking their wares, the craftspeople, the people who are drawing comic books. We had so many great conversations with so many great people. Hopefully everybody tuned in to some of our conversations that we put into our podcast feed last week.
That would be great. Thank you.
Film at 11. Brings us to our film at 11, our movie of the week. Hey, Chip, did you make it to a movie theater in all of your travels to and from Chicago last week?
I looked at the movie theater multiple times this week and chose still to watch something on streaming.
So you got to see The Card Counter. This was originally put out in 2021, and I got to say, this one missed us. I don't even remember talking about this as a movie that was being released.
Well, Steve, it stars Poe Dameron, and I was wondering what he was doing.
Oscar Isaac, one of the big stars of the 21st century, for sure.
He's the Moon Knight himself, Steve.
That's what I was going to say. Between the Moon Knight and the Star Wars, we've got a lot of Oscar Isaac. Tiffany Haddish is in this one, along with Ty Sheridan and Willem Dafoe. Tell us all about The Card Counter.
Well, Willem Dafoe seems to have one character he plays over and over and over. And it's usually some mad guy, some really, really guy that's like almost there, but maybe not. You never know.
It's because of his face. Does he just act toward his face?
It's just a Green Goblin, Steve. Every single film, it's like he is some, I am going to be a shaman, or I'm going to be, because he was a Norseman too. Mm-hmm. And he was in, everything is just, he's this crazed guy. And he is this madman in this one too. The story is about a gentleman who was working for the military. He was he was an enlisted man. He was assigned to a prison where they tortured people for information. And so that we constantly have these flashbacks of this. And those are really, really tough to watch. So first thing I'm going to say, this is a grown-up film. This is for adults. And it is because you're dealing with adult situations here. Ultimately, this gets exposed. William Dafoe's character is leading that program that's doing that. They're there to save humanity, Steve. They're going to get the information, and they're going to humiliate these people during that time. What we end up having is Oscar Isaac's character taking the fall for that, because it eventually gets exposed. He goes to jail. He ends up learning cards, ultimately card counting, and he is playing blackjack, and he is playing poker in a high-stakes poker game in this. He is a very odd man by the time he gets out of prison, certainly you realize that the guards in prison are experiencing prison too. So you get a little bit of that, and there's a story going on. Tiffany Haddish's characters provides the backing for Isaac's character to be able to escalate the amount of money they're going to wager at the time to win, and it works out real well. There is another story going on there to try to save a young person. And anyway, this is certainly, this brings me back. I remember I was at a restaurant, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, and I'm sitting there watching a guy at a bar. And he is drinking scotch, like just downing it like it's water. Wow. And he was a military interrogator. He was a person who was there to interpret what the person was saying. And you could tell that mentally he was having a very, very difficult time with that. And before I left, I talked to the owner of the restaurant. I said, hey, you're going to need to make sure that this man has an Uber or cab or somebody to take him home, because he's, you know, you could see it in his body language. He was really broad chested. He's holding himself out really big. He is talking loud. You know, there's all these things there, and he's releasing what he was doing in the military. And, you know, he was doing things that most of us couldn't comprehend, or I'm sorry, wouldn't like, but, you know, that was his job. And, you know, just humans are not just meant for this. And we get Oscar Isaac's character having that same sort of challenge. He does, and basically creates a very odd person who's got a very specialized set of skills.
Hmm.
And so this is a story that I would say, if you're interested in a grown-up story, it's really an interesting, you know, couple hours to watch this. Okay. And certainly I would say, let's say 65 out of 100.
Okay.
It's a very interesting film. And once again, we don't get very many grown-up films.
I couldn't tell from your description there whether you enjoyed this or not. It's hard to enjoy a story about torture and interrogation, huh?
Well, that's the backdrop, and that's where we keep getting those. And you're absolutely right. No one, there's a certain group of people, but certainly most of us wouldn't want to be with them who like to see people suffer.
Right. Interesting. I didn't watch this one along with you, and after your description, I don't know that I want to know some of those backroom secrets of how things work. There's a lot of darkness in your description of this movie.
There is, but there's also the interesting part of card counting.
Okay. All right. I got a chance to see lots of stuff, mostly series, not a lot of movies this week. I started watching a series called Sweet Magnolias on Netflix. This was suggested to my wife as like a Hallmark movie made into a series. And I was very skeptical when I heard that description. I thought, no, I do not like the Hallmark movies. I will not like this. But boy, when I sat down and watched Sweet Magnolias, I found this incredibly sweet Gen X in the 21st century tale. There's three South Carolina women, best friends since high school, working together, finding a way to get through all of life's foibles. There are two seasons of this. A third one is on its way. This is very Southern. Chip, I think that you would either really like this because of your proximity to South Carolina, or you would really hate it because it's probably not accurate. It's probably a fantasy of what South Carolina presents. It's also really interesting to see women of my age, Gen X characters, really going through what we are going through in the 21st century. It's very sweet. It's very touching. It has a flavor of religion to it because of its proximity to the South, but it's not overly anything other than human. I really enjoyed it.
But what's it about? I mean, what are these women trying to do?
There's a small business owner. There is an artist. There is a lawyer. They are living their lives and working together toward their goals. There's all sorts of interwoven stories, and there is a deep mystery about one of the characters that works in a restaurant of one of the women who is trying to find his parentage. And that mystery really is well written, and the dialogue that brings us to finding out who this character's parents are is intriguing. I also got a chance to see, I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole with Julia Child this week.
Julia Child!
funny part. Okay. The funny part about Julia Child is every male human that tries to do a Julia Child voice does it better than every female human that tries to imitate her very specific, very interesting voice. I watched the CNN documentary simply called Julia that was released in 2021. This is a beautiful documentary, executive produced by Brian Glazer and Ron Howard, talking about how Julia Child became the icon that she was.
Did it star Dan Aykroyd, Steve?
Dan Aykroyd is in this documentary. The clip from Saturday Night Live where he is doing the impression of Julia Child, the people interviewed give the story of Julia Child accidentally cut her finger, and 1 week later, Saturday Night Live gave us Dan Aykroyd floundering around and bleeding profusely as Julia Child. And Julia loved that piece of comedy. She thought it was hilarious that Dan Aykroyd was being this bumbling person on screen pretending to be Julia Child.
I saw this too, by the way.
She was such a character. I adore everything about Julia Child. She had such personality, such charisma, and that voice is so different from anything else that is on TV. I watched a lot of Julia Child growing up. I grew up on PBS, watching a lot of PBS. I didn't have cable. And so I admire her ability to make something as complicated as French cooking something that I can understand, and really showing us the excitement that she has for the talent of cooking.
Well, it's important to remember that being a chef was strictly a male type of thing. You had all these cooks at home, right? Mm-hmm. But being a chef was a male-dominated field. And she was this American. She's tall. She's kind of outspoken. And she was going to make this accessible to the everyday person, particularly the American person, who is cooking in a very different level. And then in this documentary, if I remember, we learn a little bit about the French lady who was also her co-writer for the first book. But it's Julia who's delivering the information. It's Julia who's helping to translate it, the recipes, to what would become the American standard so that they could be understood for everyone else. This was, this was a fascinating documentary. Highly recommended this one.
Very touching. And then, because I was on HBO for that, I also got the new series, the drama inspired by Julia Child's extraordinary life, also just simply called Julia, just to be confusing. This one is an 8-episode miniseries featuring David Hyde Pierce and Bebe Neuwirth, the two actors who were in Frasier, sharing a screen, and every time they were on screen together, I thought of their characters from Frasier, and they are definitely not playing those characters. This is a wonderful dramatization of that joy that Julia Child brought to America, brought to our homes through PBS, and seeing that exuberance through these actors, it was really, really fun. I suggest both of these Julia Child pieces.
We don't want to leave this discussion without remembering Julia Child had her three F's.
You knew you were going to bring that up. Yes. You want to feed your man. You want to flatter your man. And yes, the third F is important in a successful marriage. Yes, I came away with that piece of knowledge from both of these, the documentary and the drama.
Where's the wisdom there, Steve?
It is.
Where's the F wisdom?
That's right. I knew you were going to bring that up. I've also been watching another series, this one on Amazon Prime. It's called Night Sky. It is a sci-fi mystery featuring Academy Award winners Sissy Spacek and J.K. Simmons, maybe two of our best actors working right now. They are playing a married couple who discover a hidden chamber buried in their backyard that brings them, teleports them to a strange strange deserted planet, and the lifestyle of keeping this secret for decades and getting older and figuring out what they're going to do with this secret in the backyard. This is a fascinating, well-acted, amazing acting story of getting older.
How interesting this is. This has a local flavor too, right, Steve?
Yeah, it was filmed here locally. You can very clearly see the square in Woodstock, which we visited when we were doing our conversation about Groundhog Day.
Does it keep repeating itself, Steve?
No, it's not Groundhog Day's story, just the setting. Very clearly Woodstock. And I went, wait a minute, that's Woodstock. And then J.K. Simmons pulls into the parking lot of a pawn shop in Crystal Lake, Illinois. And I go, look, kids, it's the pawn shop that we go to. And my kids went, so? I was excited to see the local places represented in this series, but I'm floored by the acting. Night Sky, I recommend very highly to everyone, especially everyone who has visited our local area. Coming up this week, we've got some movies. The big release for this week is the latest Jordan Peele movie. It is simply called Nope.
So Jordan Peele is the modern day Rod Serling. Mm-hmm. Certainly Twilight Zone is everything you need to know about this type of film. This is going to be a very interesting, weird, something's going on. This is the movie to see this week.
Very good storytelling is one of Jordan Peele's highlights, and the ability for his storytelling to shine a mirror on our current lifestyle. This one is all about our addiction to spectacle and the insidious nature of attention. I think that this is going to be a great film. I look forward to seeing Nope.
Well, you know what, Steve? The Calvinists are going to really enjoy this. Don't make a spectacle of yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to discuss there in our current lifestyle, isn't there?
Well, and by the way, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Welcome to Too Much Scrolling. Pay attention to us for 40 minutes. Thank you very much.
Look at me. See, it's a very important film. It looks like from Australia.
Yes, the Australian film of the week is How to Please a Woman. This is the story of an older woman, this is the story of a mature woman who has an all-male house cleaning business, which gets out of control, and she must embrace her own sexuality if she is to make a new life for herself. How about that?
Well, so the house is clean, and there's, everyone leaves with a happy ending.
How to Please a Woman. There's a weird, very weird documentary called My Old School. In 1993, a 16-year-old named Brandon Lee enrolled in a school in Scotland, and what followed over the next 2 years became the stuff of legend. Alan Cumming is presented here as the voice of this character, Brandon Lee, in this documentary about identity.
And we're trying to figure out whether this is a true story or not. But certainly this is a person who, it's like a ruse, right? He is attending school. He's got this, but he's not the person he says he is. Yeah. So there's something going on there.
I think this might be one of those movies that slips through the cracks, but I will seek out My Old School for sure.
And this next one looks interesting too.
Yeah, the movie's called The Wheel, and it is about a couple on the verge of divorce, and they make a weekend in the mountains to work through a book that might save their relationship through total, brutal honesty. This is directed by Steve Pink, one of my favorite directors. You might know him from his work on Gross Point Blank, High Fidelity, and of course, Hot Tub Time Machine 1 and 2.
So what really is interesting about this movie to me is the couple's on the verge of a divorce. So they're in their mid, I'm going to say 20s or something like that, but they were puppy love, the first love of life. And one of the comments is many people kind of abandon that eventually. but they decided to have their relationship keep going. Mm-hmm. And as the individuals are growing, as they're changing, as they want to experience life, they're going through a number of challenges here. And this is their ditch effort, their last ditch effort. They're going to work through this workbook. There's going to be some brutal questions, brutal answers. And will their relationship survive? And there's going to be the interesting story.
I think that this one is very intriguing. I would really like to see this film. It looks like it has a very small distribution for this one, unfortunately.
Well, Steve, that's not the only movie that addresses relationships this week.
Yeah, we have another COVID lockdown movie. A lot of filmmakers were making movies during COVID and they're being released now. This one is called Alone Together, written by, directed by, and starring Katie Holmes.
Well, you know that means it's going to be good, Steve.
I have pretty high expectations for what Katie Holmes can achieve.
Well, this looks like a very interesting premise. The idea was right at the beginning of COVID, two strangers basically are renting out the same Airbnb. Both of the strangers are having challenges with their partners.
Mm-hmm.
So they are trapped together, alone together. And, you know, the story that comes out from that.
And it seems to me like this could be one of those that could be a stage play. It all comes down to dialogue, and I wonder how wonderful the dialogue is for Alone Together. I guess we'll find out.
Book it.
Brings us to our book of the week. I picked up a mystery this week, Chip. I wanted to do a little escapism and read a book that was not based in reality after a week of brutal reality. So I read a book called Under Lock and Skeleton Key. This is a new book. It came out in March by Gigi Pandian. This is the story of a family that has some past in magic, the idea of illusionists on stage, and carpentry. In this family, they make a new business where they construct secret staircases in your home. The story is all about the youngest daughter of this family, Tempest, whose career has a big setback at the beginning of the story because a magic trick goes wrong and she's scandalized and has to return home to her mysterious and creepy home and work through her situation with her family. This is so well written. This is a story of a mixed family. The one part of the family is from India and the other part is from Scotland. So we get a lot of intriguing characters coming in and out of this story. And we get to a locked room mystery where a body is found in a wall that has not been modified in 100 years. There's no way that this body could have been put there less than 100 years ago, but the dead body is a character that was in the story just pages before. So we have a very interesting look at all of the tropes that we've talked about with mysteries with Pam Bedore over the years, all of the idea of a locked room. How could it possibly be that this happened while the door was locked? And the author goes through a very Sherlock Holmes level investigation of how this could be. And in that, we have all of the story of the relationships between all of the people in the household. I really enjoyed this book a lot. It talks a lot about the examination of what the whodunit was. And, you know, we've read a lot of whodunits in our book club.
So at the end, I mean, do you have to make your suggestion and then they pull out the cards and it's, you know, Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the dining room.
If this was more of an Agatha Christie style, yes, we would have more of that. This is much more Sherlock Holmes than Agatha Christie. This is much more an interesting whodunit replaced by the why done it. That switch that we read about in the Sherlock Holmes stories, where we started thinking about psychology and why a criminal would do what they do, not just how they did it, not just who did it, but why. There's a lot of intriguing stories about thinking in this book.
Now, is this a beach read?
Yeah, this is really a good beach read. This is very suited for maybe a younger audience. I would say that this is right on the edge of being a young adult novel. It is definitely not an adult story with adult consequences. The consequences here are very small, actually, even though there are at least two murders in this story. The consequences of it and the emotions of it are very childish. I would say that my 12-year-olds in school would really enjoy this, thinking through how this mystery is solved. And the cultural piece of it is really great. The author herself is the child of cultural anthropologists from New Mexico and the southern tip of India. She spent her childhood being dragged around the world on research trips. And so she brings that flair of that character to our magician Tempest here.
Well, how wonderful.
I think that this is going to be a great series. This is the first book in a new series, the Secret Staircase series, and I look forward to reading more from G.G. Pandian.
Scroll with it.
Brings us to our scroll with it. There's lots of things happening in the news. Let's talk about almost none of them. Hasbro has a new idea for their toys, Chip.
Steve, you know, people want to play with the toys,
mm-hmm. But
as always. But, you know, now we want to say, would you like to be the toys?
Yeah, the era of 3D printing has changed how toys work. I can print lots of little plastic toys for my collection down here in the basement. But what Hasbro is doing is they have a new selfie series where you can upload your own image and they can print out your face on your new action dolly.
Well, you know, we saw something similar to this down at Heroes Con down in Charlotte. And one of the things they had was you'd step inside this trailer and they would take a 3D photograph of you and they would print you into any number of action figures that you'd want to be part of. And this one is using, you know, G.I. Joe or any of the other type of characters, and you can be one of those characters too.
And get your own figure on your shelf with your face, you know, being a Ghostbuster or a Star Wars.
A Star Wars. That's what they want to be, Steve.
That's my new favorite. That's my new favorite thing is to say a Star Wars.
I was going to say, if you want to be a Star Wars, you could check the Google on how to do that.
The Google. The Go down to the Walmart and pick up a Star Wars. Oh, I'm getting silly at this point, aren't I? I don't know, Chip. I think we have enough information to survive another week. What do you think?
Only if we can come back next week, Steve.
It's certainly getting to the end of July and getting toward the beginning of school. We're going to see if we can come back next week. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call or a text. Our phone number is 805-4104-TMS. Our website is toomuchscrolling.com. Our email is toomuchscrolling@gmail.com. We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and YouTube. And you can always ask your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Too Much Scrolling. I want to thank you again for listening to Too Much Scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hassan.
We'll see you in the future. What I want to talk about, what I want to thank you for, what I want to thank you for.
The three F's, my friend. The three F's.
Four H and the three F's?